Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on a wet and foggy Wednesday morning. And we have somebody who's been patiently waiting on hold, so let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on WBSM. Oh, hold on. Good morning, now you're on WBSM. I don't know why I can't hear you. Oh, there you are. I heard that for a second. Caller, are you there? You held on all that time. Gonna have to try to call back. I'm sorry. I'm just unable to hear you. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll get you on. I don't think it's anything on my end. Nope, not my end. Phone's working. All right, so 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. You know what happens is sometimes people put their phone on mute, and then when it comes time, they forget to take the mute off. So they're talking to me, and I can't hear anything they're saying. So in the next hour, we will be joined by New Bedford Police Assistant Deputy Chief Scott Carolla to talk about their ongoing toy drive to make sure that kids this holiday season have something under the tree. And there's a lot of those types of drives that go on. And the local police departments always do a fantastic job with the stuff-a-bus events and things like that to make sure that they are going out to the stores and buying the gifts. I saw a story from a Facebook friend where the police were doing one of those events. And this wasn't this year. This had happened in the past, but she was kind of sharing the memory of it. You know, the police were in Target doing the shopping for one of these toy drives, and her daughter was in line in front of one of the police officers and didn't have enough money to get this stuffed animal that she wanted, and she asked the cashier to hold on to it so that she could come back and get it when she had the money. And the police officer said, you know what? I've got a little bit of extra cash, and he bought it for her. You know, and that's the spirit of giving that you see from these police officers. And now they're asking for your help in helping them get enough toys. And speaking of toys, do not forget that this Friday, we'll have a special evening broadcast here on WBSM. Beginning at 7 p.m., Santa Claus is coming to WBSM. That's right. The Santa Claus will be here, and he'll be taking phone calls from all the boys and girls that want to call in and tell Santa what they want for Christmas. It's thanks to New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. They've got the inside track on Santa Claus. They know him. They work with him. You know, they bring him to New Bedford on the fire truck. And so they make the arrangements. This will be the third year we've had Santa Claus here. They make the arrangements for Santa to take a night off at a very busy time of year to actually come here to the studio. And I'm hoping that all the boys and girls that call in will know what they want. So, you know, we're going to be trying to take a lot of phone calls for the 2 hours that Santa Claus will be here with us. But, you know, we're going to ask that the kids, you know, kind of get right to asking Santa what they want. I know they can get a little bit, they can get a little shy. I know they can get a little bit overwhelmed with talking to Santa Claus, but we're going to try to get through as many as we can. We did it last year, and there were still so many kids calling in, even after we ran out of time on the radio, that Santa stayed here and answered the phone till every kid had spoken to him. And so he said, you know, I'm happy to come back to WBSM and do it again. But if we can I have 2 hours? I said, well, you're Santa Claus. Of course you can have 2 hours. But that's about as much as I can give you, because I come in at before 6 a.m. and I can't stay past 9 p.m. So Santa Claus will be here. I'll be here with him. And we are going to take all of the kids' phone calls. And if you want to pre-record it and send it in via the open line option on the WBSM app, you can do that too. Just open up the app, have your child record what they want for Christmas, send that on over, and I'll save those all up and play them for Santa when he's here on Friday. And again, it's thanks to New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. They're the ones that actually know Santa and make it happen. See, I don't even get his phone number to make the arrangements. I don't get an email address to make the arrangements. It's kind of like, it's like when other celebrities come on to the program. Which when you know, you've got somebody coming on, and instead of them giving you their phone number, there's a person who connects you. So they'll call and they'll be like, "Hi, Tim, it's Firefighter Anthony, and I've got Santa Claus on the line," and then patches him through so that we can make the arrangements. They don't trust me with the phone number, and they probably shouldn't. Because I'd be calling Santa all the time, be like, "Santa, did you see that? Did you see what I just did? Can we overlook that? How can we make this go away?" I'd be trying to bribe Santa with seize the deals. "Come on, Santa, I know you like to eat. Come on." And you don't have to be bribed. You can just go to seizethedeal.com yourself and get those great deals. As I've mentioned, we have deals going on sale all this week. Jackson over at Fun 107 is doing a restaurant week where he's going out to a different restaurant every day during his afternoon shift. And that means you get access to those deals at seizethedeal.com. So right now, we have $50 in gift certificates to the Brewhouse District in Fall River for just $25. So you can go and get that. And also coming up, we're going to have $50 in gift certificates to Rochelle's Restaurant for $25. I recommend the Sweet Hole in One over there. The Sweet Hole is my favorite breakfast over at Rochelle's. Also, $50 in gift certificates to Royal Grill Restaurant for $25. That's coming up. And also $50 to Bento's Bar and Grill for $25. That's coming up as well. SeizeTheDeal.com is where you can keep track of all of that. And I'm going to have to see if I can get one of each of those to give to Santa so we can make sure that he's ready for Christmas. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, you can also use App Chat and Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. Just changing my computer screen. So This story came out a little bit earlier this morning, and this is kind of head scratching to me. So the University of North Carolina has offered their head football coaching position to Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, who said that he had, you know, he wanted to maintain, he wanted to remain in the NFL because he's closing in on the all-time win record. But I don't know if this is a plan to maybe go to college for a couple of years and rehabilitate his image a bit to show that he's with the modern game. Because from my understanding, that's the concerns that people have about Belichick is, you know, he wants to play an old school style of football that doesn't resonate with younger players. And now getting into the college game and being around the youngest players, you know, might change his perspective and rehabilitate his image as kind of the set in his ways old man that can't adapt with the 2024 version of football. But now Belichick has been offered. He interviewed for this job, and a lot of people just thought it was, you know, kicking the tires kind of thing. But now he's been offered the job, and he's seriously considering it. But here's the part that's interesting. He reportedly has a long list of demands to take the job, including a 400-page document calling for a new coaching and recruitment staff. So he's going to go in there and clean house and build it the way that he wants to build it, which is, you know, Bill Belichick's MO. He's the head of the organization. He's the one that wants to have his hand in every aspect of it. That's why he's probably not found an NFL coaching job. But also, 400 pages. He could have written a book about football and it wouldn't have been 400 pages. I mean, he could have written a book that's 4,000 pages about football, but I'm just saying that's thick. 400 page document. He also has demanded that his son, Stephen Belichick, be next in line to serve as head coach after him. That, by the way, also a $12 million a year salary. So that part is what I can't believe that UNC would be on board with. So you're going to dictate who our next coach is, and it's going to be your son, who, by the way, is just as unproven as you are in the college ranks. More or less. I mean, I think people know what Bill Belichick is. I think people probably know what Steve Belichick is to some degree at this point. But still, that's a big ask to have them be willing to grant that. I'm surprised that they are okay with that. Unless they're like, yeah, okay, fine, because we could always just fire him after a year if things don't work out. But I don't know. And also, how many years are you getting out of a 72-year-old Bill Belichick at the college level? And does this become a draw for players to go to UNC? Are they going to be like, I want to go play for Bill Belichick? I don't think so. I think that would make people reluctant to go to UNC. Especially if the feeling is and the vibe is he's not staying here for very long. But also, by the same token, you know, somebody could be thinking, hey, he made stars out of scrap heap guys over the course of his time in New England. Sometimes he was able to do it. Sometimes he wasn't. But, you know, maybe he's the guy that can turn me into something more than what the scouts think that I can be. And $12 million a year, it's not really. I mean, college coaches make that much money. That's not a big deal. And the money I don't think matters as much to Belichick as the control does. But I would just have been like, really? We have to make your son the coach when you leave? Is this really that you want the job, Bill, or is this really that you want your son to have the job and you're willing to come in here for a couple of years to make sure that he gets it? And because at 72, does Belichick want to go back to the NFL and get that all-time win record? I think that he does. And I think that for a guy who says, you know, those things don't matter, I think to him it does matter. And I think being that close to it especially matters, because do you want your NFL coaching career to end being that close and say, well, you know, I got close, that's fine. And don't think that Belichick, for, you know, he doesn't care about individual stats, he doesn't care about individual accolades, but he does care about history. And he does care about the historical value of his career. And that's why he did so many of the things that he did over the course of his career. You can't tell me that this guy doesn't care about things that end up in record books. And then he has the Flutie dropkick. This is a guy that knows history matters. So, we'll see. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, I was listening to Gronk, Brady, and Edelman talk about what you're talking about right now, about him going to the college ranks, right? And they all just sat there and bust out laughing. They said, this would be a disaster. So first of all, you know, like one of the comments they made, I'm sure other people saw it too, was, you know, the recruiting thing. You know, he said Bill would be the worst recruiter ever in college ranks. You know, he had control somewhat in the NFL with, I'm sure, you know, you're aware, because I know you covered the Patriots. The combination of his system and getting lucky with Brady being such a phenomenal player. But Bill was really good at discipline and, you know, always having the next man up. He had a good philosophy. But his philosophy I don't think it could transpire over to, you know, the college kids.
Yeah, I think you only have to look at how many rookies flamed out under Bill Belichick to realize that he sometimes has trouble connecting with younger players. And it was different when he was with the Patriots, because there was that culture of the older players. You know, the Bradys and the Deion Branches and all those guys, they got mentored by the Troy Browns, the Teddy Bruschis, the Willie McGinnis. So there was always that culture of the older guys, right, in the locker room. You won't have that in the college ranks.
Exactly. You hit it right on the button there, Tim. That's why you're on the radio.
Yeah, that's why I'm not covering the Patriots anymore, because they're like, just say the most obvious thing, Tim. But the other part of it, too, is for people that I saw a funny meme this morning. It said, for everybody that thinks that Bill Belichick doesn't know how to recruit, and it's just a picture of him with his, you know, 20-something-year-old girlfriend. So I was like, all right.
I was thinking that when you said that.
Joke.
I said, you know, I hope she doesn't go there with him. She'll probably start dating one of the guys in the frat house.
Well, somebody else commented his girlfriend will be younger than some of the players' girlfriends.
Yeah, right.
But listen, I will say this about Bill Belichick, at least in my dealings with him over the years. He's, you know, certainly he's earned every bit of reputation that he has from the way that he always, you know, treated people and acted. But he's also not that guy. You know, he's a different person than the way that he has allowed himself to be portrayed. And I think that the person that I think that he is a person that can succeed at the college level. But it takes a lot of what he's been successful doing over the years and having to put that aside and looking at it with fresh eyes. And I don't know if it, you know, in your 70s, if that's something that you do anymore. But maybe that's the challenge he's looking for.
One quick thing on it, Tim. What do you think about the whole thing about him going out with a girl that young? I mean,
doesn't bother me any. She's a consenting adult.
No, not, oh, I know that. You know, but I don't know, man. I just I think it's kind of, I guess that's one of the, I don't know. I look at it and I go, if it was my daughter, I would want to punch him in his eye. You know, why? I don't get that.
Well, you know, I mean, from my understanding, she pursued him.
But still, I mean, if you was a school teacher, a young school teacher at 22 years old, would you go out with a high school senior?
Probably not, because they're still in high school. She's already graduated college. We're not talking about a 17-year-old.
This is true, but compared to Bill, it's a 10-year-old. You know, come on, the goddamn guy is like 70-odd years old, and you're over there messing around with someone's daughter that's 22, 23 years old. That's what do they talk about? I don't even know what the heck could they possibly be to have in common.
Hey, listen, she got him on Instagram. So he was never going to be on social media, and now he's on Instagram. So I think we have her to thank for that.
All right. Well,
Instaface, as he calls it.
Maybe, you know, I always get a little flustered with these older men that just because they have status and some money that they run around with women that are just kids.
Let me ask you, if it was a woman with a younger man, would you feel the same way?
I look at it the same way. You know, when I look at Cher, with, you know, that's, I don't even know how old Cher is now, but she's probably older than me. And with some guy that's like, he's probably like, he looks like he's about 30, but a little bit better. But I look at the same thing with one, the opposite. You know, I don't discriminate. I hate both of it.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Yeah.
All right. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, now it is time to go to the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The United CEO murder suspect fights a return to New York. Evacuations after a wildfire in Southern California. And a new study shows the leading cause of death for whales.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The suspect in the UnitedHealthcare CEO murder is fighting his extradition from Pennsylvania to New York. Luigi Mangione appeared in a Pennsylvania courtroom on Tuesday where he challenged his extradition. He was ordered to remain held without bail. Daniel Penny says in an interview with Fox News that he would have felt guilty if someone was injured by Jordan Neely on the subway. Penny was charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide in last year's chokehold death of Neely on a subway train. The jury found Penny not guilty of negligent homicide after he was acquitted of the top charge, manslaughter, last week when the jury could not reach a verdict. Massive evacuations are underway after a wildfire exploded in Malibu, California. The brutal Santa Ana winds are whipping through the entire Southern California region, adding fuel to the now named Franklin Fire. Close to 3,000 acres have been charred so far with zero containment. Two of President-elect Trump's more embattled nominees are seeking support from senators. Pete Hegseth, nominated for Defense Secretary, and Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence, were on Capitol Hill Monday hoping to shore up critical support from Republicans. Hegseth, a former Fox News host and veteran, has faced questions over his personal and professional conduct. Israel is reported to have carried out dozens of airstrikes across Syria in an effort to destroy weapons and keep them out of the hands of rebels following the fall of the Bashar al-Assad regime. Meanwhile, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is doing what it can to bring about stability. The United Nations chemical watchdog is urging authorities in Syria to ensure the safety and security of all chemical weapons. A judge is allowing a Navy veteran to go ahead with his defamation lawsuit against CNN. Zachary Young accuses the news network of hurting his business by involving him in a segment from 2021 about contractors who allegedly profiteered off Afghan refugees trying to escape the country when U.S. forces pulled out. This could lead to a jury trial, which court records in Florida show is scheduled to begin next month. And a new study shows collisions with ships have become the leading cause of death for whales worldwide. Active shipping routes overlap with 92% of the world's known migration, feeding, and living areas for four types of whales. Meanwhile, protections designed to prevent crashes between ships and whales are present in less than 10% of these areas. The study was published late last month in the journal Science.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Winnipeg Jets last night, off to Seattle to play the Kraken on Thursday. Celtics back at TD Garden in Boston on Thursday to play the Detroit Pistons. And the Patriots' next game is with the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. You can tune into the game right here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A stormy day on the horizon. Strong winds, especially along the coast, could lead to power outages picking up as the day progresses. Be prepared for heavy rain and gusty conditions. While today's temperatures will be in the 60s, cold front moves in tonight, dropping temperatures into the 40s for Thursday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Tracy Chapman's other hit besides Fast Car, which came years later, but still. 508-996-0500. That is a number to call in and chime in. And but just a quick warning, as the wind is going to be picking up over the course of the day, we're looking at sustained winds of around 20 miles an hour and gusts up to 60 miles an hour. So you want to make sure that you bring in any of those holiday decorations that you have outside, or at least make sure you secure them down. Otherwise, you're going to have inflatables blowing all over the neighborhood. You're going to have Christmas lights blowing all over the neighborhood. So this is going to be significant wind. So just keep that in mind and make sure that everything is secured so that you don't end up losing it. And you don't want, you know, that inflatable Frosty to fly down the road and land on somebody's windshield and cause them to not be able to see and all of that. So 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. So you're going to get a haircut, huh?
I'm going to get them all cut.
No walking today. It's just miserable out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I just noticed. I ran to the restroom during the news, and I came back and noticed that it's already downpouring out there. So,
I mean, if it lightens up a little, I may go later. There's a whole day, so I don't know. How about a little conspiracy on a sleepy day like this where I just want to go to bed?
Okay.
Yeah, things I believe that, you know, people say I'm crazy and I'm nuts. I'll start with Elvis, okay? I believe Elvis is gone. But what I don't believe is that he died on the day they said he died. I believe he was home at Graceland watching his own funeral on TV because he was the type of guy that wanted to do that, knew he could do it. He used to ride around in a cemetery. I mean, I read a lot about him. Him and his friends out at midnight going through cemeteries and reading gravestones and stuff like that. So poor Elvis, yeah, he was sick and all. And I also believe that his girlfriend at the time, Ginger, what was her name, Ginger Alden or something? I think she knew all about it, and maybe someday she'll write a book about it. She knows. She was in the house with him.
So,
in fact, wasn't she the one that found him when he was in the bathroom floor?
So you think that he pretended to die, and...
Well, I think maybe he knew he was going to die. He was a very sick man. This is why he had that goodbye tour. You could tell he was swollen. He was sick. He had that one last goodbye tour, and I watched it. At the time, it was live when it happened. I saw the whole thing, and I knew he just could not go on. I mean, here's a guy that couldn't even walk down the street like Michael Jackson. I mean, they would be mobbed. They had no free life. He just couldn't leave his house and walk down the street. He was going to watch his own funeral and how people reacted to him dying. He saw it all. I believe it.
I knew he, I had a feeling this is what a man like him would want to do. He was so loved and he wanted to see that. And he did. And then of course, maybe a short time after, maybe not a long time after, but a short time after, because he was so bad off. And then he passed away. And maybe she did find him in the bathroom at that time. I don't know. I don't believe he died on the day they said he died, but I know he's gone now. The people that say he's still walking around, that's crap. Okay. Also, I know you really fought me on this one, but Stephen King, he's the one that killed John Lennon. Sorry, but it was him. It's a big, long story. I think I sent a link one time with the whole thing. It would take weeks to read everything. I don't know if you saw it or not, but there was a guy that knew all about it. They were out to kill him too, because he was trying to put the story out there. And John Denver and Sonny Bono, their deaths were both no accident. Now, John Denver was getting ready to go to court, and so was Sonny Bono. Different cases. Sonny Bono was going to be turning in some big, major, big-time drug dealers. And so they had to put his lights out, and that's what they did. With John Denver and the airplane, maybe the plane was rigged, but they wanted him out of the way because he was going to court with a big case about the forests and the environment for animals, which I fight for animals too, but not to the extent he did. He had money to go all over the world and fight things. But so Sonny Bono and John Denver, that was murder, both of them. You agree with any of that?
Probably not, but how about the crocodile hunter? Was he really killed by a stingray, or was that a setup?
I truly believe that. That guy was wild. He done anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked him. I watched. I mean, what do you think? You think that didn't happen?
What, the crocodile hunter?
Yeah.
No, I think it did happen. I'm just asking you. I'm trying to get the baseline for where the conspiracies exist. I'm trying to get a baseline reading.
I know. Have you heard anything new? Any good, different? I don't know if this is not a conspiracy, but I just turned on and I saw where Trump is in France there at that cathedral where that, from the fire, now they're opening the doors again.
Notre Dame, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't care about the Vatican. Not at all. They're all, with all these priests going after kids and all, to me it's a disgusting big mess. You can believe in God your own way. You don't have to go to a church. You don't have to go to a cathedral. They all ought to be shut down in my book. You give them all your money. They control whatever they want. I don't like that.
No, but it's still nice to be able to restore a 1,000-year-old building.
Well, okay. Now, I should have said that. Beautiful building. And so many beautiful cathedrals all over the world. Switzerland, Italy. And they're beautiful. And yes, I wouldn't mind going to see them and going inside even. But as far as the reason and the way they run those places, no, that's got to go. I'm not saying to knock the building down. I'm just saying close it up and turn it into something else. I don't know. Let it be a place where people can go and see, like these museums, military museums and things like that.
All right.
And now I hear that they've discovered more mummies and stuff like that. I'm waiting for the rest of it to come out.
They found some daddies, too.
The what?
They found some daddies, too, not just mummies.
Oh, yeah. You ever watch the roller derbies? Now, talking about sports, to me, the best sports, real sports, are the boxing. I like that. Wrestling, I love that, too, but you know what that is. I mean, the whole family, the Von Erichs. Do you know if there was ever a documentary on that whole... I mean, they're all dead, right? The brothers and all?
No, one of them's still alive. They've made a few documentaries, like different... There's been a couple different wrestling series that have had episodes about it, but they also just made that feature film last year, too. I don't know if you saw that.
I could have, and I don't.
It's called The Iron Claw.
I think I did.
It was pretty good.
Now, roller derby. Did you ever go to a roller? I mean, Rhode Island had roller derby.
There's,
do we still have it? Now?
Yeah, there's roller derby around here. I know some people that partake in it. I've never gone, but I've seen it on TV.
Mm. And I love the demolition derby too. Them cars banging and smashing. I love that.
My uncle and cousins are champion demolition derby drivers.
Wow. We don't have that around here, though, huh?
They do. Like, the Brockton Fair used to have it, and then the Marshfield Fair would have it. And so I know Seekonk Speedway does them from time to time. So they do still have them around, but, you know, you kind of got to go to some other places now without the Brockton Fair around. But back in their days of doing it, they were, not only would they do the Brockton Fair, but they'd go all over New England and partake in it. They were actually part of a reality show in the early 2000s that that came to New England to film. And then I was working, when I was working for a television production company, I was working on a treatment for a show about a Demolition Derby family out of Taunton, Brockton.
Oh,
and
I love that.
I mean, there's so many people that take part in it, and there's a lot that goes into it that people don't realize. It's not just getting into a car and smacking it up.
No, but the work they do on them, they look so good.
Yeah.
They're all out there and got their numbers on them, and that's wonderful. Oh, we need something around here.
Well, the problem problem with Demolition Derbies is the cars aren't made out of the same materials anymore. And you can't go into Demolition Derbies with these plastic cars that we have now. You need the metal and the steel. So it's getting harder and harder. I had a blue Subaru Impreza, a 97 Subaru Impreza that I drove for like 5 or 6 years. And when I got rid of that, that became a Demolition Derby car, and they won the Derby. My cousin won the Derby in that car. So, but I think that was the last time I had a car that would have been, you know, Demolition Derby eligible. Because everything's been plastic since then.
It's just exciting to watch. People say, oh, what are you, crazy? Like to see cars all smashed up? No, I love that.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's exciting to sit and look at that stuff, you know? I never saw a monster truck. I'd like to see a monster truck.
You know, I've never gone to that either, but I've always said that I would someday, and I never have. But you know what day of the week you have to go to one of those if you're going to go, right?
No.
Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
That's what the commercials always say, yeah.
Well, thanks for hearing my conspiracies. Those are the top conspiracies that I have. And I believe every one of them, and I always will.
All right. I can't agree with you because I know for a fact.
You don't agree with any of them?
I know for a fact. Elvis is still alive.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll let that slide.
I know him.
You know.
We're friends. I know him.
Have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Bye.
All right, I got to take a break. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
And still driving and striving as fast as it can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
You know who else will go the distance? If you've never been to M&M Hay and Feed, they will go the distance for you. That is for sure. So it was formerly Marvin Grain in South Dartmouth. Now it's M&M Hay and Feed. And I got the chance to go over there the other day and meet Michelle and Mark and see the setup of the store. And, you know, they like to say if they don't have it, you probably don't need it. And I would say that that's probably true. Walking around that store and seeing all the different offerings that they have, whether it be hardware needs. Maybe there's a certain nail, screw, bolt that you need. They have that. They've got all kinds of hardware in that store. But not just the hardware itself, but the know-how of what it's used for and how to get the job done. But it's also the place to go for all your pet food. Hard to find brand name pet foods that you just can't find anywhere else. We're talking about the really good healthy stuff that you want to be able to feed your pets, not the processed stuff that, you know, you buy off the supermarket shelf because you're getting your own food and I'll just grab a bag of this for the dog or the cat. They've got the good stuff there, but not very expensive. And they have feed and grain by the pound, which is something you can't get anywhere anymore. You know, that's the real old school mentality, to be able to walk in and just get a pound of something instead of having to walk out with a big 50-pound bag that's going to take you forever to get through. No, you can go and get just whatever you need by the pound, as well as getting things like hay, straw. You can even get laying hens, meat, chickens, and turkeys from them. They do things like screen repair, and they also will deliver to farms across southeastern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Martha's Vineyard. Who delivers anymore? If you need things from, you know, if you're going to go to the big box stores, they're not delivering it to you. Or if they are, it's a extra charge. It's a ridiculous extra charge. No, this is the service that M&M Hay and Feed gives you. They are a family-owned business that is going to treat you like family, but also is going to have that real old-school approach when The customers mattered. They weren't just dollars coming into the store. They were people. And that's how you'll be treated at M&M Hay and Feed. Stop by and check out the store. Even if there's nothing in there today that you need to buy, just stop in, say hi, and have a conversation. I actually had to get dragged out of there by my coworker because I would have stayed there and talked all day with Mark about things like antiques. So stop by, see what they have, and then you know the next time you're looking for something, that'll be the place to go to find it. So check out M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth, the former Marvin Grain, a proud authorized dealer of Pool and Grain. I've got to take one final break here before the end of this hour. We will be right back.